Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says world powers should find a way to restart long-stalled talks on North Korea's nuclear program, even if it means Pyongyang negotiators are not present. The talks involving North Korea, South Korea, the United States, China, Japan, and Russia started in 2003. The North walked out in 2009, frustrated at world powers who had imposed sanctions following a rocket test by Pyongyang. Efforts to launch a political transition in Syria, the plight of American mixing in Iraq, the fight against the Islamic State militants, and relations with Iran are among the issues that Secretary of State John Kerry discussed in a series of meetings and interviews in Switzerland. Mr. Kerry responded to one reporter's questions about Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif's contention that the U.S. thrives on sanctions.
We've made it very clear that we use sanctions when we think they are appropriate in order to counter behavior that we believe has broken the law or challenged the United Nations Security Council or threatens the United States. And we stand by our sanctions. We think they've been used judiciously and effectively, and we're ready to move on now to put to test the willingness of Iran and other countries in the region to try to reduce tensions and move in a different direction.
Secretary Kerry's comments took place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum. Police in Somalia's capital say at least 20 people have been killed by gunmen who stormed into a popular seaside restaurant and took siege. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. A top British government investigator says that Russian President Vladimir Putin probably personally approved the assassination of Alexander Litvinenko. Litvinenko was a Russian spy turned dissident who was exiled in Britain after criticizing publicly Mr. Putin. Afghan government and Taliban representatives are expected to meet in the Gulf state of Qatar on Saturday for a two-day unofficial discussion on ways to end the conflict in Afghanistan. Kabul government has not announced whether it will send a delegation to that meeting. The Taliban, though, has confirmed its participation. Independent assessments suggest the Islamist insurgency has expanded its influence to nearly one-third of the Afghan territory. That in the past year and inflicted heavy casualties on Afghan security forces, taking advantage of the withdrawal of NATO combat troops from the country. In less than 2 weeks, the U.S. presidential primary elections get underway. They'll get started in the state of Iowa. Polls are indicating the Democratic Party contender Bernie Sanders has a lead over heretofore frontrunner Hillary Clinton. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone says there has been so much attention paid to the Republican Party contenders, the Democratic Party's candidates have been somewhat ignored.
A lot of people may be now readjusting their predictions because Bernie Sanders, not only is he not going away, he seems to be on a mini surge in Iowa, where Clinton has had a lead for a long time. And for a long time now, Bernie Sanders has had a lead in the second state that'll vote, New Hampshire, which holds its primary on February 9th. So a 1-2 punch of Sanders defeating Clinton in both Iowa and New Hampshire certainly would reset the race. It might not make Sanders the favorite for the nomination. Clinton would still seem to be a strong contender. She still has great strengths with minority voters, which are a really important part of the Democratic Party. But we see of late Bernie Sanders trying to fix that a bit by reaching out to African-American and other minorities to try to bolster his support there.
VOA national correspondent Jim Malone. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he's optimistic securing a deal by February 17th to reform the European Union, which he said would secure Britain's future in the 28-nation bloc. And Asian and European stocks surging today following the lead of the U.S. markets after Europe's top banker hinted of fresh stimulus measures. Tokyo's Nikkei led the way, ending up nearly 6%. In early trading in Europe, indexes are ahead. Markets have slumped since the beginning of 2016 on concerns about plummeting oil prices, showing economic growth in China and the worries about the global economy in general.
That's the latest world news from VOA.